Busy yesterday breaking the Latrell Mitchell and Nathan Cleary stories. Denny, very good morning to you.
Yeah, not a great day for the Blues, guys. I guess if they're looking at probably one of the three players they'd hate to lose, it would be Latrell. And then to have a concern about another one, it would be Nathan. So they're two of the big guns in the side, obviously. And look, go back to the Latrell situation. He injured that calf in the very last run of their last big session. So it was a really unfortunate thing for him. And obviously we know all about the emotional response he had and the scramble yesterday to get the critter in the side, Stephen Crichton. And, you know, the Blues are putting on a pretty brave face. I saw them all day yesterday and this morning as well. And they're putting on a brave face, but let's be honest, that'd rattle a team, wouldn't it? I mean, like, Laurie, you've been in situations where you've lost players late, and to lose such a big name, it's not easy.
No, in particular, losing a guy like Latrell, you know, going into a game like that, when you see the statue of a man like Latrell next to you, I can only sort of think about when, you know, if I was playing with Mal Meninga, for instance, you always felt like you were 10 foot tall and bulletproof when he was in your side. When he wasn't there, you know, you didn't feel as big and as strong for whatever reason. That's the type of impact these players have. But I will say this. I think the fact that Steve Crichton has been there before, he's been in camp, and he's got that relationship with those Penrith players, I think that'll be easier for New South Wales to handle than what it possibly would be for someone that's never had Origin experience, never experienced big games before.
I know we forget stuff, right? And like, you know, one game blurs into the next, but I have a distinct memory of when Latrell played Origin and just absolutely bullying the Queenslanders, which is, you know, something that the Blues probably need, because I think Queensland did that to New South Wales in the last time they played. And his physical presence and the way he could manhandle the opposition, really, that's where they lose out. I mean, they lose an intimidation factor. And I know Crichton's a world-class player, but he's more of a pure athlete, whereas Latrell is something different altogether. So that's where I think the concern for New South Wales is. And with the Cleary situation, now people have tried to, you know, take the mickey out of this tooth situation, because I guess it's funny, someone's got a sore tooth. But the truth of it is, and I've talked to Blues management, and Greg Alexander's been on the record about this, and he said that the face of Nathan Cleary had blown up yesterday morning, and that he has been bothered by this wisdom tooth for some time, and it blew up yesterday to the extent where they were talking about bringing in Matt Burton, but they decided they needed to get him in straight away so that he could be with the team last night and he could be with the team again for captain's run. I know captain's run isn't a really, you know, vigorous exercise, but they just wanted Burton there to be amongst the team today for that run, just in case. It's a just-in-case situation because, you know, who knows what happens with the tooth. And I know, you know, they're going to try and play it down, but Greg Alexander's been on record now saying it's a genuine story and a concern for the Blues. And, you know, Nathan was all smiles yesterday, sort of, you know, we didn't get a look inside his mouth to confirm it all. But he seemed pretty happy at the airport yesterday. And, look, let's hope he does play. He's almost certainly will. However, it's just another thing that the Blues really didn't need.
Danny, tell us the story behind the story with Tevita Pangai in terms of, at one point, he wanted to walk out on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Doggy, he was... do I call you Dennis?
You call me what you like, Danny.
Most people do. I like the Dennis line. That's one of my... It's one of the great moments, isn't it?
It was very funny. I've got to be honest, it was quite clever of old Ponga Senior, Andre.
That was a Bob Fulton tactic, wasn't it?
Correct.
Anyway, Dennis, I think that I forgot what you're asking now. Tevita. So Tevita was feeling pretty stressed by, I guess, his lack of contribution to the Bulldogs this year basically. He had the calf injury. He was feeling pressure to perform because he's on a big salary. And he went up to the coaching staff and said, "Listen, if you think it's, you know, not working for me here, I'm willing to go and just take less money elsewhere and not play with this pressure of the salary. But they had a good chat to him and talked him through it all and said they support him. I guess he didn't feel he was delivering for the club. He does have, it's quite a complex character, Tevita. He's a smart guy. He's the sort of bloke who'll know, you know, he'll know, Bulldog, that your nickname is Bulldog, and he'll know that, you know, you copped a spray off Ponga's dad. He knows everything that goes on in rugby league circles. He's quite across everything, and but he's also got a broader view of his role in the game and where he stands and what he's delivered, and that's why he was feeling, I guess, a level of guilt in some way for not performing to how his salary was requiring him to perform. But the Dogs stood beside him and said, no, we've got faith in you. You know, you're going to get through this calf injury and you're going to come good for us. And now, you know, there's no way of saying it otherwise, but he's got a key role for the Blues tomorrow night, particularly after Payne Haas had that little bit of an ankle scare, which they're saying he's okay. I spoke to him at the airport yesterday. He said it's just a bit of carry-on. He thinks he's fine. But Tevita could have, like, he's going to have maybe the first 20 minutes, but who knows what role he's going to have. And he's going to have to be really on song. And I know he gets the red mist, but he's got to somehow play within the boundaries.
I was about to ask you, Denny, do you think he's matured enough as a footballer not to get caught up in the hype and the expectation? Because the narrative around him being in this team is for him to go out there and be the hitman, so to speak.
I can't guarantee that, Laurie. Yeah, I think he's a bit of a loose cannon. And we've seen him play. You've seen him play. It doesn't take much to see the eyes when they start spinning. He says he plays his best when he's like that.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword because you want him to be playing like that, but obviously you don't want him to overstep the mark, but possibly deep down inside, you know that he could.
Well, he's been picked for that reason.
Well, that's exactly right.
Freddie's picked him to bring that aggression, so it's a very fine line between saying, go out there and do what I've picked you for, but don't overstep the line. It's a really, really fine line for Tevita.
It's difficult. It's a difficult, you know, and you know, the worry is that he could go the other way and play too much within himself. You know, you've seen, I look at the way Victor Radley's played this year, and I feel like he's a bit lost in the way he plays because he doesn't know anymore whether he can just be that aggressive player. And I think that's what's hampering Victor's game, and I hope that Tevita just is Tevita and just does what he does. You know, and I figure if he's, you can't, I mean, I'm not wrong in saying he can get away with a little bit more in Origin.
No.
And we're going to need someone to stand up to the Tinos and all of their other, they've got some wild blokes in their side who are not afraid of it. I mean, like, Tino, that game he played in game three last year was unbelievable. His physical dominance, I haven't seen many better wild displays of Origin football than what he produced. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Jason Riles, the latest there, and the Dragons. How close is it to being a formality, Denny?
It appears like it's going to happen. 4 years, it's a fair way down the track. The only asterisk on it is I know the Storm are keen to have one more crack at Riles. That's how it's been explained to me. And I guess the only thing is, I guess the Storm wouldn't want to be seen to be coming off second best in this because they don't like losing in any situation, especially when they're chasing a potential head coach. And to be rejected by Ryle probably hurt the club. So, you know, as it stands right now, it appears to be that Ryle's will be there for 4 years. But until it's all signed off, I'm not one who's going to say, done deal, you know, let's close the book on it.
Geez, I hope the four-year deal works, Denny.
Yeah, it's there's an element of risk, isn't there? I mean, I don't think, like, I've been on record saying I don't think the right choice is Anthony Griffin, but I don't think Anthony Griffin was the sole problem at the Dragons. And I feel like that's been the whole conversation with Riles, and getting to where he is now is I think he needs the Dragons. I think he thinks the Dragons needs a bit of an overhaul, not just a tinkering with. And that's gonna be the issue, whether he gets his way and is able to actually stamp everything he wants on that club to make it a successful club. Now, I think he's done at the Roosters too. I think that's all over now. So he probably needs a job. He'll have to go to the Dragons.
We better get a tip off you, Danny, for tomorrow.
I have to tip the Blues. Blues by six. I'm tipping with my heart, not my head. I've been really surprised at how New South Wales have been favourites all the way through. I mean, I'm not a punter, so I don't understand how that happens. But I've just been shocked. I watch you on the couch on Matty Johns, and you seem like you're shocked with the Blues being such strong favourites too, Loz.
I am, Danny. I just think there's not much difference between the two sides. And even with Latrell out, you would think that the market would be tighter. But it's not. Obviously, it's tightened up a little bit. But I just don't see the big difference in price. I don't know how they've come to that conclusion, because for mine, I think it could go either way.
Well, I just think Queensland, I think from the moment last year ended, Queensland are favourites. And I just think Latrell being out makes them even bigger favourites.
Denny, thank you so much. Enjoy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Denny Widler there from the Nine Network. And just a reminder of the multi, which Loz has gone with, ahead of Origin 1 tomorrow night here in Adelaide. And Loz, you're keeping both sets of fans happy here.
I am. So it's either team to win by 8 or less points. All right? 8 or less points, either New South Wales or Queensland. And then we're just relying on Tommy T to score in the opening 70 minutes of the contest. So if you want to be a part of that multi, that's paying $9.